Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H1 FY25 SA Tech Software India Limited earnings conference call. We have Mr. Manoj Joshi, Mr. Ritesh Sharma, and Mr. Bhavin Gora from the management. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ritesh Sharma. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. So first of all, welcome all of you for, and thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. And we are very excited to share the updates on our H1 earnings for SA Technologies growth and the key focus areas driving our successes. Post-IPO, we actively started participating in global events like JATEX, which happened in Dubai, and after that, we also participated in the business show in the U.K. and also Oracle CloudWorld in the U.S. And this is definitely helping us in enhancing our brand visibility. And from these events, we have received good business opportunities as well. In addition to this, we are expanding our Europe business with a dedicated sales team, and now the major focus will be in the U.K. and Europe because we are already having a decent presence in North America and India region. So U.K. and Europe, which is the area we feel like where we can expect more business. To grow this, this position is going to build a stronger client relationship and tap into the growing demand for GCC and consulting services in the region. Lastly, our NSE listing has enhanced goodwill for India business as well, which has further enhanced our visibility and reputation, creating more opportunities for business growth across the multiple regions. And as we are a U.S.-based organization, the parent company is U.S., we are able to secure new businesses from the U.S. region as well. Once again, thank you very much, everyone, for joining us today and for your attention. We look forward to continuing our journey of growth and success together. And now I will request Manoj to say something about company and growth.
Thank you, Ritesh. Good afternoon, good morning, everyone. I want to start by welcoming you all. Thanks, our investors, our employees, stakeholders, as well as our clients for placing your trust in us. The demand for our business, global capability centers, is skyrocketing. We all hear that in the news, and so is our business. We are growing. Our focus is very clear, and as a team, we look forward to grow in multiple places, including North America and Europe. And kind of growth, what we expect in the future is because of our team commitment and the kind of things what we are doing together as a team. And we are looking forward to be part of this journey along with you guys. Thank you, Ritesh.
Yeah, thank you very much, Manoj. So now being we have already, I hope you have already got the company profile or presentation as well. We can certainly open for Q&A if anyone is having any questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Good morning, everyone. Sir, thank you very much for holding the conference call as well. This really helps in understanding the progress in the business. So you covered upon the developments in the company across geographies based on geographical spread. Can you also provide some kind of commentary on the business based on the segments, the GCC and non-GCC business separately? What are the projects in the pipeline as of now? What is the funnel looking like? How is the demand shaping up? And what do you see in both the segments over the next, let's say, 18 to 24 months?
Yeah, hey, thank you very much, Alistair. So as we started, focusing into the different region as well, our major focus is on GCC side because, that is something where we have seen throughout the world, people are looking at India where they can, get resources at very good price, and on the other side, they can get good talent as well. So India is no more you can just get a resource at good price. But now, because of multiple initiatives by government of India, skill development or so on, we are able to get a more good talent as well. Now, coming to the funnels of the pipeline, definitely, we have signed a decent amount of, new contract for the GCC post, our IPO. And although it will be very difficult for me to give the exact number, but yes, the growth what we can see is at least 25 to 30% annually. And if you talk about segment-wise, now the major focus is on the GCC side. So I will say 60 to 70% more growth what we can see into the GCC business as compared to consulting side. I hope I'm able to answer your question.
Yes, sir. Understood, sir. So on the margin side, is my assumption correct that GCC business is much higher margin business than non-GCC business?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is because of the conversion or the currency difference what we are having, right? So it is always more profitable as compared to the consulting business which we do in India to India.
Understood, sir. Another question that I had was specifically related to the numbers which are reported. So the margins were, compared to last year, EBITDA margins excluding other income was slightly lower, around 110 basis points. So I was wondering, was there a mix change during the quarter? The growth on the revenue side was fantastic, but the margins were slightly lower compared to H1 of last year. And then H2 of last year, they were also substantially below H1 numbers. So how should I read into this? Is it a function purely of mix change that as of now, consultancy business is, probably the proportion has increased, but over a period of time, GCC will start to dominate again and the margins will improve? Or were there any other factors which led to these fluctuations in the margins?
Yeah, I will request Manojji to answer on this.
And just to add one more thing, sir, there, in the DRHP, Q1 numbers were disclosed and there the margins were still higher. They were around 17%. From 17, they have dropped to 13.6 for the entire half. And then H1 last year, they were at 14.7 and H2 last year, they were at 9.3. So I'm just trying to understand the variations. Is there a seasonality here? Was there a mix change? Or was one particular business was not at that inflection point where it really starts to contribute to the margins? That's the broader question, sir.
Okay, I think now being it's going more technical, I will ask our CFO to answer on this. Marvin, please answer on this if you have something readily available.
I hope everybody can hear me.
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's mainly because of the revenue mix, because we have three broader offerings that we provide to our customers. So GCC is the one which gives on a higher side of the EBITDA, the other two are on the lower side. So it will all depend on the revenue mix, how it turns out.
Understood. So would it be possible for you guys to share the revenue mix across the segments?
I believe we have already reported the segment reporting, but we can surely get you more details in the segment.
Perfect, sir. Perfect. Thank you very much, sir. And I'm just assuming that as GCC, the share of GCC in the revenue mix improves, the margins will see an upward trajectory.
Yes.
Okay, great. Sir, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. And I must also say that I really appreciate the interviews that you did around the time of IPO. They were very, very useful in understanding the business. And it's a very interesting business model, sir. I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is
Thank you.
From the line of Bhavesh, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question is with respect to your website. So I couldn't find an investor tab on your website. So, and the annual report for the year 2023-24. So, could you throw some light on this?
You are saying like you can't see the investor tab on the website?
Yes. Couldn't find the annual report also.
Okay. So investor tab is on the right top side, just above contact us. And there you can see like, you know, 23-24 and 24-25 as well. However,
it
if you,
been
if you are facing in, no, I can just see right away, like, you know, so anyway, like, you know, in case, if you have further details, you can, you know, just send an email to cs@certaincorp.com. We will be more than happy to assist you with all your queries related to the annual reports. And you can see the tab
Perfect.
Investor on the top right hand side. Thanks.
Okay, sir, I will check this out. Thank you so much for this. So secondly, which is your weakest quarter amongst the four quarters? Like first, second,
Generally, December quarter is the lowest one, like since most of our dependencies or our, most of our clients are, even though in the consulting, those are MNCs. Most parent companies are from US and other countries. So the December quarter and is little slow. Like after November to 15th of Jan, it slows down. There are no new orders, which generally comes into this timeline.
That's helpful. And the margins, is it sustainable going forward, like between 10-12%?
Yeah, this will be, these are sustainable margins.
Okay, and your debt, it has increased over a period of 1 year, and the interest payments have also increased. So, any reason for that, increase in debt?
One sec. We need to go into further details into it. The short-term borrowings, I can see the long-term borrowings has been reduced.
Okay.
Mr. Bhavesh, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does answer my question. And you have 5 to 6 crore cash on your books, right?
Sorry?
The cash balance as on September 30th,
mm-hmm.
You have around 5.7 crore cash balance, am I correct?
Yeah, I need to go into the specifics.
So, how are you going to utilize this cash? Like, are you looking for some acquisitions, M&A, any sort of deals going forward?
Yeah, those are already on card. We are working on towards that.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Agam Sangvi from Wolfart Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So my first question will be related to sales and PAT margins. So in FY24, we did sales of 72 crores and a PAT of 3.7 crores, and already in the first half of FY25, we've done 51 crores of sales and 4.5 crores of PAT. So what is the projected sales and PAT for FY25 and also the trajectory for FY26 with context to the GCC business? As you said that it is expected to grow at 25%-30%. So if you could give some insights on that.
Yes. So it should be in the range of 25%-30% on revenue front as well as on EBITDA.
Okay. So we are supposed to, we are expected to increase at the same levels as H1?
Not comparing to H1, but on yearly basis.
Okay. So 25%-30% growth we can calculate, right? And what about the competition? Like in Bangalore, Pune, we have quite a few software services and GCC companies. So what can be different for us?
Yeah. So Ritesh here. Yeah. So I think the major difference is we are a global organization. There are a lot of software companies like more just having presence in maybe in just India or maybe in U.S. But if you talk about SI Technologies, like we are having offices in U.S., Canada, Singapore, India, and almost 22-year-old organization now. And another advantage now, we recently got listed. So when any company who is from maybe Europe or North America and they want to start something in India, they definitely look at the credibility of the organization. And after getting listed, like they can see all our reports or annual reports or financials on it's open now. So I think that is really helping us, and that is the biggest differentiator for us. And having an extra edge to avoid those kind of competition.
All right. And my next questions will be related to our clients. So once we onboard our clients, what is the policy and strategy we use to ensure that stick with us?
Yeah. So we have.
In your investor presentation, you said that the age of the client is more than 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So each organization are having their different sales strategies, right? So we are having two different teams. One team just onboard the customer, and another team is looking to account management. So the account manager team always ensure they are connected with the customers, ensuring no client is not facing any issues. And we also do cross-selling. In case if you're working with any customer in a specific business unit, then we always ensure how we can get the other businesses within the same organization also. But just more sales-driven and a strong account management team. And I am being a country leader, I always ensure I'm meeting my customers at least every quarter to ensure they're happy with us. I think this kind of process is what we are following, helping us to get more business from the customer and continuity for the longer time.
All right. And could you give a number of how much % of the top line comes from the top 10 clients of yours?
So roughly around 75%-80% comes from the top 10.
All right. So 75%-80% from the top 10 customers, right? Okay. And my last question would again be related to the GCC business. So what, according to you, is the current market size and the growth? Okay, the current market size in India related to the GCC, and how many companies are in the segment?
So you meant to say how many companies are doing into GCC business?
Like right now, what's the status of the market size in India? Not individually for you, but overall as a market.
Yeah. Sure. Just a minute. I will tell you. So if I give you a tentative data, maybe in 2015, there was close to $19 billion business was in India, like in 2015, I'm talking about, right? Then in 2023, we got numbers from NESTA or maybe some different sources who keep publishing some reports. So there we got $46 billion. And we are expecting by 2030, it should be $110 billion. So you can imagine the kind of companies who really want to open offices in India. And one more very important thing which I'd like to highlight over here is GCC is something which is not new in India, right? Maybe you can say Oracle, Microsoft, SAP, or maybe
many financial companies, maybe Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan, they already have big offices in India. Right now, the smaller organization or mid-level organization, they are also like, you know, showing very interest to, you know, open their offices in India. So I think we can definitely see this kind of trend. And we are also suggesting our customers to, you know, not only focusing on tier one city, but we are also suggesting them if they want to open their offices in cities like Indore, Jaipur, Baroda, because, you know, at least you can give some junior to mid-level guys over there, which can be very cost-effective as well. So there is a, you know, very good opportunity, and even the presentation what we have shared with you know, our team, you can go through this on slide 19. You can see some more data on GCC also.
Okay. Thank you for your answers.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishant Gupta from Minerva Global Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Well, actually, I was going through your presentation. Three questions from my side. When you talk about the GCC business, what is the typical lifetime value of a customer? I would believe that initially when a GCC is being set up, the cost for the GCC would be higher, as in your revenues would be higher, but once it kind of stabilizes, it would kind of, you know, fall down. So what is the typical, you know, lifetime value that you derive, let's say, annually on an average from one client? That is the first question.
Yeah, so as far as the revenue or value from the each customer, that I will ask Bhavin to answer. But to answer you, you know, on the other question, what you are having, like, you know, what is the lifeline for this, like, you know? So what happened, like, whenever we sign in a new customer for a GCC, for 2 years, like, you know, we are their sole partner, where we help them in building the entire team. We operate for 2 years, and after that we transfer. But no client will move their transition with, you know, 100%. So in case if they want to build a team of 100 people, they will start with 25 or 30 numbers at initial stage, and then gradually they get another, you know, operations also to India. So although it looks like for 2 years, but, you know, being we are their consulting partner who are building the entire team, and we are doing the project management stuff, we are always their preferred partner. Although the number of revenue will not be so high after 2 years, but, you know, being with them, we will be their sole partner. So any kind of growth they want to do in India, we can help. On the other side, our dependability, we really don't want, like, you know, if we are having 10 GCC in a year, we don't want to stick to that. Like, you know, we as a, you know, specialist sales driven organization, we would like to have more and more GCCs coming in so that our revenue and profit margin can keep growing on a regular basis. Now, for each GCC, I think you asked, like, you know, what can be the tentative revenue. I would request Bhavan to answer on that.
Yeah, so the tentative revenue for the GCC, basically, it will depend on the size of the GCC the client is looking to build in India. So it's difficult to give you the revenue estimation for each clientele that you get.
Okay. So the next question is, like, you mentioned in your you know, PPT that you have exclusive agreement for certain domains with Microsoft and Google. So one is, like, what exactly is this exclusive agreement for, and, you know, how exactly is it useful? And when you say that you are a Microsoft Gold partner or a Google Cloud partner, is it something which, you know, your competitors can also get from Microsoft and Google? I just wanted to understand this slide more in detail.
Certainly, like, you know, they are competitive and could also get it. But what happened, like, you know, post-COVID, I think you might have heard that, you know, everyone is going on cloud. You know, all the data, small to mid-level organization, everyone want, like, you know, to use or adapt the cloud of computing. So we as an organization, like, you know, although we are doing a lot of consulting into different technologies also, but we took the partnership of those two, Google and Microsoft, to ensure we are giving best services to our customers.
Okay. So one final question. This is pertaining to your slide 13, where you have mentioned about the global capability center. You have mentioned 5 services. Would it be possible for you to give a percentage breakdown of, let's say, if you're receiving 100 rupees from one client across these services, what is the percentage that goes into service number 1, service number 2, service number 3? Could you give that?
Yeah, just another.
Yeah, so the service is like, you know, it's not like, you know, one service or two services. It's a mixture of all the services, how GCC get built up actually. Yeah. So in case, I will just give you answer in a layman language. So if you are in Europe, right, you know, if you want to open office in India. So if you want to open office in India, like, you know, need to have, first of all, you will need a talent, right? So in talent, like, you know, we will help you out, like, you know, how you can, which city you should choose to open your office in India, right? So talent is something which is important. Then, you know, infrastructure. It may happen, Bangalore might be very costly if you want to open office in India. Then we can guide you, okay, like Pune, Hyderabad, Chennai can be also a very good option. Then, you know, it becomes an operational side. Like, you know, maybe you can get talent, you can have infrastructure, but you know, what is the operational cost? Many time it happen, like if you go to Bangalore, it's super crowded and, you know, the parking issues or maybe getting the right set of people at a reasonable cost also becomes very difficult. So I think these are the services like, you know, which club together and it become a GCC for that. So I think, might be when we prepare, like we just, show you one by one.
Got it. Final question, just following up with one of the, you know, questions you answered to the previous participant. You said that the top 10 companies are contributing like 75%-80% of the top line, right? But you are also mentioning that you have 200+ customers and there is a repeat business and the average age of customers is greater than 5 years. So what is happening, you know, to the other, you know, 190 odd customers, right? Why is the, you know, the business, like what is happening to the business of those customers? Like, is it not growing to that extent, like, or, you know, something around that, if you could more.
So what happened, like, you know, being we are a consulting company, we keep delivering projects for multiple customers, right? So what happened, like, you know, projects comes, we deliver for a year or so, like, you know, and then new project may come after some time also. The top 10 customers, like, you know, also keep getting changed. So we are not saying like, you know, these are the top 10 customers, maybe for many years we are just having, you know, top revenue coming from there only. In last couple of years, we have seen like, you know, suddenly the GCC customers have become in top 10. So I think it keeps getting changed. So that is one reason. And even I think maybe Manoj, if you want to add something on this.
Yeah. So our business model has changed. Now we are focusing more on GCC business, and because that's a high margin business. And so compared to what you see, what we have done in the past years and going forward, things are going to be very different. We are more focusing on, you know, providing complete GCC service, which includes talent, operations, as well as, you know, complete management of the business here for our clients. So, and because this is a higher margin business, we want to put our energy in GCC business. And that's why there will be less number of clients. Maybe we will be signing up for 20 more GCCs in next 1 year, but there will be high margin business, more volume. So that's our growth plan for coming years.
Got it, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Hi, good afternoon, sir. So firstly, on the revenue mix, you're saying that GCC share is going to increase because you're focusing there more. As per your presentation, you have shown that GCC and consulting together is 50%, and sorry, offshore and GCC is 50%, and the rest is consulting. But if you just focus on GCC, can you give a share, a percentage of revenue mix that it will be going ahead? How much of your total revenue will be from GCC, let's say by year end?
Yeah, I can give you some ideas. It's changing very fast. We are focusing more and more on GCC, but our CFO can help. Bhavin, will you please answer?
Yeah. So now basically it will all depend on how, like the more addition that we do, as Manoj has mentioned, our focus is on that. So as and when the new orders come in the GCC sector, the revenue mix will certainly turn around, and it will increase towards the GCC. But to give an estimation that how much it will be, it's difficult right now.
So is there a certain, like, you know, target or aspiration you have set? Because you said you already have received some orders, right, in GCV, and you also expect more in the future.
Right.
Yeah. So you can't, like, you know, give an approximation about how much?
No, not at present.
Okay. And so you said the GCC will grow at 25-30%, correct, annually?
Yes.
Would you say the same for, like, you know, your total revenues, company level?
Yes.
For this year and next year?
Yeah.
Can we see a double-digit PAT this year?
It's difficult to say that.
Okay. Oh, so lastly, then, since GCC share is going to be increasing, you said margins will also improve. So what can it be high teens once GCC, you know, is like a good chunk of our total revenue?
So, sorry?
Once GCC is a, you know, good proportion of our total revenues in the future, mostly next year, so can our EBITDA margins, you know, be in high teens?
Yeah, it should go up, but simultaneously, EBITDA margin should go up as and when the GCC revenue kicks in more in these future years.
Okay. And who would be the closest peers when it comes to this GCC business, listed peers? And what is the key USP compared to them?
Yeah. So I think I know one company, ANSR, like, you know, who is doing it from, you know, from recent time. But I believe they are not a listed one.
They are not listed.
Yeah. Because when we talk with our customers or when we do some kind of discussion, so we have seen, like, you know, this one or two companies normally come on a call for discussing, you know, the capabilities. I can just know one person.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ritesh Sharma for closing comments.
Great. Thank you very much, everyone, for taking your time out today and joining us. And as Manoj already mentioned, that, you know, after getting listed, it's our responsibility to grow this organization. We are committed towards all our investors, and we'll give our best to ensure that, you know, the company is growing very rapidly. And thank you very much again for joining us. And if you have any further questions, you can reach out to Pallas, and we will answer all those. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Thank you. On behalf of SA Tech Software India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.